This is a special presentation of playoff high school hockey on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Brought to you by Tim Chapel, DDS, featuring Jackson United and Rockford in the Division I state quarterfinals. Today's coverage is brought to you in part by Brian Goff, GPS Realty and EXP Realty, Deer Run Golf Course, Anderson Insurance Agency, Grimes Plumbing, Jason Brunel, Edward Jones, Griswold Carpet One, Drew Shaw Fabricating, Grizz Chiropractic, MKN Home Improvement, Mike Knaw. Today's coverage also presented by Lomar Machine and Tool, Lammers Heating and Cooling, Columbia Schools, Robbins Roost, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Omni, Jackson Public Schools, Jessica Villarreal, Five Star Real Estate, Walton Insurance Group, and Northwest Community Schools. Now let's send it to Connor Dockery at Southside Ice Arena in Byron Center.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's presentation of high school playoff hockey. With today's matchup, Jackson United against the Rockford Rams in the Division I state quarterfinals here at Southside Ice Arena in Byron Center. I'm Connor Dockery, I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Thanks for joining me today. Packed house already. Here at Southside Ice Arena, place was already packed. There was a youth game before that, but once that game shuffled out, fans pretty much immediately piled in here for both teams. And yeah, just to say the least, it is a standing room only for today's contest. As the Jackson United, able to overcome a little bit of a slow start to their season. They lost their first three games, and then they just started racking up the wins there and able to avoid any further losing streaks. They ended up losing back-to-back games only once later in the season, but other than that, they only lost maybe one game before immediately bouncing back with wins each and every time. And at 19-10 overall on the season, they are now in the middle of their furthest postseason run. Since 2015, ended up losing to Bay City Central that year in the state quarterfinals. As the other side of the ice, Rockford Rams, 28-1 overall on the season, including the postseason. And this team has seen a major turnaround. They themselves see themselves in a deep playoff run after a string of losing seasons. This is the furthest run that they've had in 5 years since 2021. They went all the way to the state championship, ended up losing to
Drew Shaw Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Drew Shaw offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Drew Shaw Fabricating, online at DrewShawFabricating.com.
Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home, supplying Jackson County and the Northwest Community Schools area with 75 years of experience. Carpet, hardwood, vinyl, laminate, and tile flooring, window treatments, and custom area rugs. Family friendly, pet friendly, or waterproof. Pick your flooring for your lifestyle. Ask about special financing and their beautiful guarantee. For more info, please visit GriswoldCarpetOne.com and their Facebook page, Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home, proud supporters of the Mountie Nation.
High school hockey is live on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Apologize that. Some technical difficulties here from Southside Ice Arena. Hopefully, shouldn't be too bad during this matchup. As I mentioned, Jackson United and Rockford Rams in this one. A couple of turnarounds for both these programs, but especially for Rockford. String of losing seasons. They last made the state championship back in 2021, ended up losing to Detroit Catholic Central that year, but then since then, a couple of losing seasons. Then all of a sudden this year, and even earlier this year, they had a bit of a big-time turnaround. They were hovering around 500 earlier in the season. They were 9-7-1, but then went on a red-hot run to end the regular season. They won 9 of their last 10 games going into the playoffs. And they actually were able to take down Jackson United in the middle of that red hot run. And speaking of, man, as red hot as you can get, they have allowed no goals in their last three games. So the final game of the regular season, they won 3-0 over Grand Rapids Catholic Central. And then in their postseason run, en route to a regional championship, they've beaten Sparta 4-0 and Forest Hills Central 6-0. So tremendous, tremendous play by this Rockford Rams. Really the last month or so of the season. And they come in just about as hot as anybody. Meanwhile, for Jackson United, we mentioned they've had a tremendous season from top to bottom. They've been able to beat Kalamazoo United 4-3, including Brennan Forward's go-ahead goal with 7 minutes remaining to put the team on top in that one. And then in their next game, able to take down Capital City 3.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today. High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, back once again here from Southside Ice Arena for game coverage between the Jackson Hockey Club against the Rockford Rams here in the Division I state quarterfinals as we're winding up our last few moments here before puck drop. So a couple key players for both these teams, of course, for Jackson United, all starts with Brennan Forward. Has been electric in the regular season. Led the team in both goals and assists. 25 goals, 34 assists, 59 total points in 25 games. Not too shabby as well. But a lot of other key contributors on this Jackson United hockey team as well. And it starts with the Pickwins. Peyton Pickwin, 17 goals, 32 assists. He is second on the team in both those categories. Bentley Paquin, 14 goals, 15 assists for 29 points. And you can't forget about Parker Goff as well, 12 goals and 20 assists, 32 points in the regular season as well. Isaiah Norwood, another guy to watch, 10 goals, 16 assists for 26 points. And then the goaltender. How can we forget about the goaltender, Jonah Hughes? He has been tremendous, especially in the postseason. In the regular season, he started 13 games, had a .757 save percentage, .323 goals against average, but he has improved those numbers immensely in the playoffs, down to a .25 goals against average and a .906 save percentage. On the other side, meanwhile, for Rockford, their big guy, Jonah Packer, 36 goals leading the team and also tied for second on the team in assists with 20, 56 total points in the regular season. However, interestingly, has only gotten one goal, zero assists in the team's two postseason games. We mentioned outscoring their opponents a combined 10-0 in the playoffs, and he's only gotten one of those. So they've mostly got a big improvement from Warner Korotkowski. He had 3 goals and 18 assists in the regular season, but he's got 2 goals, 2 assists in 2 postseason games for this Rockford team. A couple other guys we'll be watching out for. Jackson Vollmer, 15 goals and 20 assists for 35 points in the regular season. Chase Laverell, great playmaker, 7 goals, 23 assists in the regular season. And then Brody Ragukas, 15 goals and 9 assists in the regular season. Nolan Williams is the goaltender for this Rockford Ram team. Had a .283 goals against average, .895 save percentage in the regular season. And then here in the postseason, we mentioned he is perfect. 54 shots, and he's allowed no goals. He has been absolutely spectacular for this Rockford team in the postseason, as well as, of course, the team in front of him. As we're going to take a timeout, going to be back in 3 minutes, and we're going to continue pregame coverage of the Division I state quarterfinals here in Byron Center, Jackson United and Rockford. This is high school playoff hockey here on WKHM, brought to you by Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Are you a high school athlete and threw your back out during the big game?
Ouch!
Or maybe you're older and your neck is in pain after a particularly vicious game of pickleball.
Ah!
Whatever caused your pain, Grizz Chiropractic, Jackson's newest chiropractic center, is here to help. With professional care tailored to keeping athletes strong and mobile, as well as keeping everyone healthier in their day-to-day lives. To schedule your first appointment with me, Dr. John Griswold, visit our website at grizzchiropractic.com. Experience the difference with Grizz Chiropractic.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school hockey is live on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Here from Dice Arena here in Byron Center, south of Grand Rapids, for continued coverage of Jackson United hockey as Jackson United set to take on the Rockford Rams. Here at Division One State Quarterfinals, Connor Dockery with you. Bringing you live from WHM. Jackson's News Talk. We're out there. Warm ups. Because Zamboni back out there and after the start of the game. They covered. Of course, and insurance agency, Grant Plumbing, Solomon's, Jason Brigill, Edward, Principal Department, and out of goal February 6th, so they've been on for almost a whole month. Hadn't surrendered a goal. So tremendous stuff for this Rockford team. Mentioned they did end up defeating Jackson United in their lone regular season meeting in that one. It was 6-2. And in that red hot stretch for Rockford, so of that 9 of their last 10 of the regular season, Rockford actually. Actually kick that off and was brought in the middle of that game that win. And that was a game unfortunate for United. He was on the power play, Rockford committing it.
Deer Run Restaurant is open all winter long, Tuesday through Sundays for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back once again from Southside Ice Arena. We do apologize for some of these connection issues from Southside Ice Arena. As we were talking about that last matchup between these two teams, the one matchup between these two teams in the regular season, a 6-2 win for Rockford over Jackson United. And that was in the middle of that hot stretch, that hot streak, 7-game winning streak, and 9 of the last 10 games that Rockford won of the regular season. It was the power play. Jackson United just could not come through on the power play. The power play was just a huge problem for this Jackson United team in that matchup. 7 penalties for Rockford. Jackson United only 1 power play goal, and Rockford 3 shorthanded goals in that second period. And that's when Rockford really took that game over, was that second period with those 3 shorthanded goals. So you know Jackson United, with head coach Corey DeWiron, going to be really making that a focal point in this one. You really got to capitalize on those power plays. If the other team is committing that many penalties on you and getting into the box time and time again, you've really got to take advantage of that, of really the extra man on the ice. Move the puck around, get those quality shots, and if your play gets disrupted by this Rockford penalty kill, if they send it out to neutral ice, you got to try to prevent them from really getting out, getting those breakaways, getting those 2-on-1s, those 3-on-1s. You can't really allow those broken opportunities to, time and time again, allow those shorthanded goals. So that's definitely going to be a focal point for this Jackson United hockey team as they try to take down this red-hot Rockford Rams team, trying to punch their ticket to the state semifinals. That matchup will be on Friday at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth. And then the state championship from there will be 1 week from today, next Saturday. So definitely should be a great matchup in this one, as Jackson United and Rockford both take the ice once again here at Southside Ice Arena. After their pregame warm-up and then the Zamboni. So should be ready to go for the first period here shortly. As we take another look at some of the stats here. A little bit more in-depth for Rockford. I mentioned their main guy, Jonah Packard, leading the team in scoring, 36 goals, 20 assists, but just one goal in the two playoff games. I know that's a pretty small sample size, but you got to wonder with this Jackson United team, really got to try to keep him out of the slot, because he's demonstrated in the regular season just how deadly he is. Get him opportunities in the slot, it's going to be pretty tough. So that's going to do it for the pregame coverage of the Division I state quarterfinal between Jackson United and Rockford. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have puck drop for you between Jackson United and Rockford right here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Are you a high school athlete and threw your back out during the big game?
Ouch!
Or maybe you're older and your neck is in pain after a particularly vicious game of pickleball. Whatever caused your pain, Grizz Chiropractic, Jackson's newest chiropractic center, is here to help. With professional care tailored to keeping athletes strong and mobile, as well as keeping everyone healthier in their day-to-day lives. To schedule your first appointment with me, Dr. John Griswold, visit our website at grizzchiropractic.com. Experience the difference with Grizz Chiropractic.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here from Southside Ice Arena in Byron Center. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Time for puck drop between Jackson United and the Rockford Rams for the Division I state quarterfinals. Fingers crossed we maintain a good solid connection here from Southside Ice Arena. Both teams taking the ice. Jackson United in their black uniforms, white numbers trimmed in red. Meanwhile, for the Rockford Rams, they're in their white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in orange. Puck drop between Parker Goff and Warner Korotkowski, and it'll be the Rockford Rams bringing it up the ice. They send it into the zone. Meanwhile, it's going to be tipped away the opposite end of the ice for Jackson United as Brendan Ford has it, pass it back into the slot, shot for Goff, and it's going to be a save by Nolan Williams. Wow, that is a broken play for Jackson United to get a quick shot right in the slot. And it's going to be a faceoff on the near side circle, as this time it's going to be Rockford trying to send it out of the zone. Jackson United keeps it in, playing with a lot of energy. Goff has it once again in the slot. He's not able to get it back. Sends it back to the far side corner. Jackson United going from left to right in your radio dial for this first period, as the puck is going to be deflected up and into the bench and out of play. Today's coverage title sponsor, Tim Chapel DDS Dentistry, committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm and compassionate atmosphere. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and the family. Love creating relationships that last multiple generations, online at drchapel.com. Faceoff went out by Rockford. Tried to send it to neutral ice, and it's going to be collected in the defensive zone for Isaiah Norwood. Sends it back up ice, and it's going to be lost. Not an icing, however. Rockford able to get there. The puck slowly rolling now towards the near side corner. Jackson United trying to poke it loose. It's Bentley Paquin there. Now back out to the point. Shot that's going to be deflected wide by Nolan Anderson, the goaltender. Rockford able to disrupt it. Now sending it back to neutral ice. Flips it over the stick. Now in mid ice. And that's going to be deflected wide. Michael Mead couldn't handle it. Back into the attack for Jackson United, able to get it back behind the net. Couple of point-blank shots. That's going to be deflected wide by Anderson. And Rockford trying to once again get it out. And they do. Now an opportunity the other way. Shot deflected wide by Ragukas. Jonah Hughes able to get the nice pad save of that one. Jackson United with a lot of energy coming out. Rockford, that was their first real chance. Not really a solid chance. Just trying to take the shot as the faceoff on the near side dot. Next in Vollmer and Parker Goff. Vollmer able to get it. Pass in front of the ice, and that's going to be whiffed. Wow, a beautiful chance for Rockford. Open net, couldn't beat Hughes. And there's going to be a offside on the other end for Jackson United. We're about 90 seconds into the first period. No score yet, but some quality chances for both teams now. Tremendous goaltending so far for Nolan Williams. Face off in neutral ice on the far side dot. As the puck is loose, Jackson United trying to poke it ahead. And it's going to come to Brendan Forward, able to get it into the offensive zone for Peyton Paquin. Able to get it back to Goff, trying to get around the defender. Two guys in traffic, and a setup for Goff, and he goes wide of Williams. Wow, another beautiful chance for Jackson United. They've had the early edge first 2 minutes here. Now back to the point, slap shot deflected high and into the netting by Sam Truax. Another great save for Nolan Williams. He's really facing the heat early against Jackson United, desperately wanting to try to open up the scoring here. Today's coverage presented by Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry, Brian Goff, GPS Realty, EXP Realty, Deer Run Golf Course, and Anderson Insurance Agency. Thank you for your support in today's coverage of state quarterfinal hockey here on WKHM. As Jackson United not able to keep it into the zone, goes to neutral ice, and it's going to be sent in right at Hughes. He deflects it wide. Not sure that was what was intended, but Rockford not able to get a cheap goal from the neutral zone. Now Rockford fighting for it in the corner. A couple of hits along the boards. Hayden Haynes trying to get it out. Back to the point. Now a shot sent in. It blocks off a defender. Now another shot from the point by Braden Kuhn. And Jackson United the other direction. An open ice for Haynes. Far side feed for Zeebel. Now into the far side corner. Going to be deflected away by Ben Tracy for Rockford. Trying to get it out of neutral ice. Jackson United doing a great job in this first period so far of preventing Rockford from getting it out of the zone. Having some extended time here as Carter Silvas going the other way. He's going to be held up ahead of the ice. Oh, and then it would hit into the boards after the whistle. Some extracurricular pushing and shoving going on for both teams, but that's going to be a penalty. Not sure that's going to be warranted of a penalty shot for Rockford, but we do have our first penalty of the game. It'll be against Jackson United, as it's going to be Elijah Norwood going to the box. 2-minute penalty. And Rockford now on the power play. First of the game, 2-minute penalty. Now on the near side, faceoff is going to be won by forward. It's chipped into the near side corner. Jackson United trying to get it out. It goes right back to the point instead for Nolan Portco. Now a shot feed near side. It's going to be deflected high and away. That I reconnected. We should be good now. Back here for a brief disconnect there on the power play. Still a minute in. Jackson United able to deflect a couple of good chances away. Able to clear it out. Still no score yet. About 4 minutes into this first period. But Rockford on the power play, 58 seconds left, getting it to the near side zone. Ragukas, one of their leading scorers, able to send it wide. Great stop by Jonah Hughes, able to get down and prevent the five hole. Now able to send it back to the point. Another point shot, another blocker save. Deflecting away the shot from Laverell, one of the great playmakers on this Rockford team. Now a shot and another stop. Jonah Hughes is standing tall on this penalty kill for Jackson United. Still got 36 seconds left on the penalty to Elijah Norwood. 12:33 left in this first period. Jackson United in Rockford. Now a feed to the point. Laverell sends it to the near side. Back for Markin. Now back for the opposite side corner. Sends it back behind the net. Trying to get a centering feed, and it's going to be whiffed on by Ragukas. Able to recollect it into the far side corner. Still 20 seconds on the penalty kill for Jackson United. Shot going to be deflected wide from the point by Zeebo. And able to send it into neutral ice, but it does get deflected up and into the Jackson United bench. And we'll have another faceoff. Jackson United trying to hold on here. 12 more seconds to kill away on this Rockford Ram power play. Today's coverage brought to you by Grimes Plumbing Sullivans and Jason Brunel Edward Jones. Now going to be sent to the near side corner as Jackson United able to win that faceoff on the near side, able to get it back behind the net. Another centering feed disrupted, but another shot and another save by Hughes, and a rebound shot that's sent wide by Rockford, and it looks like it got deflected out of play. Official blew the whistle behind the net. Actually going to say the net was dislodged. And the penalty has been killed for Jackson United. Rockford 0 of 1 on the power play here. We'll see if Jackson United can get some of that momentum back. Had several beautiful chances in the opening 2 minutes of the game. And it wasn't really until Rockford got on the power play that's when they started a setup. Have it back behind the net again. 12 minutes left in the first period. No score yet in the Division I state quarterfinal. Behind the nets, a couple players take a tumble. And Jackson United able to control again. Brendan Forward has it on the near side, skating into the neutral zone. Has two with him, one to either side. Goes right, deeks the defender, shot, point blank, saved by Williams. Oh man, a beautiful chance for the leading goal scorer for Jackson United. He's turned aside, and Jackson United has it back in the defensive end as they go for the line change here. Neutral ice. Parker Goff has it. Skating on the far side. Dumps it into the far side corner. Goes behind the net. Forward in pursuit. And now on the near side for Sam Truax. Tries to send it back to the corner. Centering feed. Oh, it's controlled by Chase Laverell. And Rockford tries to get it back to neutral. going to be 1-0 now for Rockford. Had a slight cut there, but just before that cut out, Chase Laverell just skating in to the offensive zone and just took a shot. Just stayed right on the ice flat. Just went right past Jonah Hughes. Not sure he was really anticipating a shot from that spot. Anticipating the centering feed. But Chase Laverell puts Rockford on top 1-0. 10:27 to go in this first period of the state quarterfinal. Jackson. Great chances here, including Brennan Ford turned away point blank on a mini breakaway several minutes ago as Rockford able to send it back into neutral ice. Deflected back. Now stick down. Elijah Norwood pursues, able to bring it behind his own net. Now tries to send it back to the opposite corner. Eden Carter able to pursue. That's going to be stopped by Ragukas. Rockford sets up again with a near side pass shot. That's going to be blocked by the skate. Back to the defensive end. 9:10 left, 1-0 for Rockford. Jackson United able to send it ahead for Ford. Dumps it into the zone. Goes in front of the net as Nolan Williams able to deflect it to the near side, trying to clear it. Jackson United keeps it in with Zibel. Now back out to neutral ice. Rockford going the other way. A little bit of an odd man rush. 3-on-2, just sends it in. Now a pursuit to the near side board. Truax able to beat him there. Now it's going to be a shuffle out. Rockford trying to get it. A couple guys jamming at it in the near side boards. And it's going to be Rockford controlling shot from the top of the slot from Meade. That one goes high and wide. Now a rebound chance. That one's going to be deflected wide as well. Neither of those shots saw Hughes in net. As we got another shot on the far side. That one saved by Hughes. Meade, another chance. He's going to skate off and go for the change. Jackson United able to send it back to neutral ice. Now Jackson United has it in their own end. In the far side corner for Isaiah Norwood. Back outside, trying to get it back to neutral ice. And they do get it. Rockford trying to get it back in for a line change. Jackson United shifting some guys off as well. 8 minutes left in this first period. Still 1-0 for Rockford over Jackson United. State quarterfinal from Byron Center. Down to near side for Dominic Johnson, getting his first action here. Down on your side, and we've got a delayed penalty here against Rockford. And it's going to be a couple stiffs there. Check that. That was just signaling for the brief offside. Now back in the slot here for Jackson United. Back on the point shot. That one blocked by a Rockford defender. Never saw Williams in net. Had a brilliant chance there. And now, ooh, a botched play to try to get into the zone. Official signaling for the offside as Rockford able to get it back in legally. On the far side for the goal scorer, Chase Laverell. His shot never saw the net there, blockered away. And now Jackson United trying to get it back into the zone. Opportunity here, shot. Ooh, boy, Williams able to save that one. Beautiful shot from Bentley Paquin. But it nearly squeaked through. Williams got a piece of it, but not all of it. But he's able to cover it up and grant the stoppage in play. 7:06 left in the first period. 1-0 Rockford over Jackson United. And our first up, Parker Goff couldn't jam it in. Another brilliant save from Williams. Boy, he's been having a phenomenal period for Rockford. Again, he has not allowed a goal since February 6th, three straight games, three straight shutouts. The Jackson United, several great chances in this first period. They got stifled for a bit midway through with that power play by Rockford. And then, of course, Rockford able to keep up that pressure, eventually getting that goal. as now skating out to neutral ice. Going through everybody is the goal scorer. Laverell centering feed. Going to be deflected wide. And Rockford couldn't ultimately get a shot up as Jackson United able to send it out. This is not going to be icing with Brennan forward in pursuit behind the net. Able to cut it loose. Two players for either team behind the net trying to chip it away. And Rockford will get it back to neutral ice. So we have an opportunity for Ragukas the other end. Chases has it behind the net. And a shot there. Weak side stopped by Hughes as Rockford trying to keep it in. They do. Trying to get another centering feed. It's going to be sent wide by Brady Silvajow. And out to neutral ice. Jackson United clears. Goff heads off as Rockford also going to send it in for a line change. Jackson United back the other way, back to neutral ice, deflects in. And Jackson United has it in their defensive zone. Back the other way, Paquin, little dump and chase here with Silvajow. Able to hit him into the boards. Goes back the other way. Kept into the far side corner. Jackson United needs to start generating some more of these chances. Overall, had a pretty good first period, I would say. As this one just kept in by Truax, nearly was sent into the neutral zone, just hugged that blue line, but kept in. Now into the near side corner of the boards, a fight for it. Jackson United trying to generate a chance here, still going to be caught in the skates of Zeebo. And now Rockford trying to clear, and they do send it out. Ooh, could not feed Ragukas. It's going to be an icing as it's deflected away. 5:03 to go in period number one. Today's coverage brought to you by Griswold Carpet One, Drushaw Fabricating, Grizz Chiropractic, and MKN Home Improvement, Mike Naw. Face off into the near side circle in Rockford zone. One out by Goff. Out of the near side, going to deflect it around the boards. Now in front, nobody's home. Rockford there to send it away. Now around everybody for Michael Meade. Able to get a feed in front of Hughes into the net. Had a big hit there. Some pushing and shoving after the play. Able to be held on by Hughes. Keep it into the zone. 4:27 left. Jackson United the other way, trailing 1-0. 4.5 left in this first period. Now back behind the net, pursuing their Aiden Carter. Parker Goff able to chip it back away. Rockford keeping in back then behind that corner. Rockford again, very poor start. We got another shot on the doorstep. Another stop by Hughes. He's had to stop several great chances here in the latter half of this first period. Jackson United started with great momentum, several great chances as we got a 2-on-2 the other way, going quickly. Brennan forward, and he's going to have it stuck away by Matheson out to neutral ice. Had a good chance there. Now a feed the other way for Jackson Zeebel. Gets it to the near side circle. In the slot, takes a high hit. Official's arm doesn't go up. It's going to make the Jackson United supporters not happy. We've got another shot on the point, and it's going to be stopped by Williams. But Jackson United, several great chances to start the game, and then once they committed that penalty, Rockford went on the power play. They had a lot of several great chances, but even after the power play expired, they were able to continue that momentum, parlay that into their goal by Chase Laverell. 3:19 left in the first period. Laverell has it, trying to get it out. Now a shot from the point, deflected wide. Almost got past Williams. Now another centering feed. That goes out near the point for Isaiah Norwood. Sends it back in, and another save and another freeze there by Williams. And we'll have another faceoff on the far side circle with 3:06 left in this first period. I'd like to thank Brian Goff, GPS Realty, EXP Realty. When a buyer or seller is referred to Brian Goff and mentions Jackson United Hockey, he will donate 10% of his commission directly back to the Jackson United Hockey Program. GoffPropertyShops.com. Off the faceoff. Nice feed there for Jackson United, able to be deflected away. Now back out near the neutral zone, as it's going to be Sauvageau getting the final clear. Stopped in neutral ice. Sam Druak able to get back in. Stick check away. Jackson United still holding it in on the far side for Zeeble, and there's going to be a whistle. Looks like we have our first penalty of the game. It's going to potentially against Rockford. No, it's going to be against Jackson United. Sam Truax with a hooking call. So the second power play of the game coming up for Rockford. They came up empty the last time, but it was after that. It was really the power play that we got them going offensively, able to get several good chances, and it wasn't until after the power play had expired. That's when they finally struck with Chase Laverell. So another penalty kill for Jackson United. As we got a deflection, neutral ice. Brennan Ford has it all alone on the breakaway. One-on-one with Williams, a couple deeks, and sends it wide. Wow. Another brilliant chance for forward. Can't bury it. And now Rockford trying to get it back in. Oh, no, we've got a Carter. He kind of bit the dust there. His skate got caught wide open. Now a face-off in the near side corner. Near side circle going to be won out by Rockford. Now at the point for McRell. Back to the near side, generating feed. Going to be deflected away by Goff, but now kept in by Rockford. Sending it to the near side point. McRell trying to get another. Back to the near side corner. Still 20 seconds left on the power play. Back centering feed and a shorthanded chance for Jackson United. And it goes on top of the net. Williams doesn't know where it is. Oh, and he finally covers it up. Wow. A shorthanded chance for Jackson United on the penalty kill. Able to have some zone time as well. But Williams still stands tall in the crease for the Rockford Rams. Still 1-0. For Rockford over Jackson United, we've got 49 seconds left in this first period. Now going to be forward, going to be deflecting it wide. Rockford goes the other direction, sends it back to neutral ice. Trying to get another chance here, last 40 seconds. Sends it back in. It's going to be sent in towards Hughes, able to deflect it wide. Norwood goes the other way for Jackson United. Deflects it towards neutral ice, 2-on-2. Forward able to get quickly into the zone. Shot from the slot, going to be tipped up and into the netting by Nolan Portco. The defenseman. And we'll have a faceoff in the near side circle in Rockford zone. 26.5 seconds left in the first period. So Jackson United kills another penalty. Rockford 0-for-2. Faceoff one out by Jackson United. A shot from the point by Truax sent wide. Now we got a 2-on-1 the other way for Rockford. Quick recovery by Jackson United. Another shot in the slot. Oh, man, it went wide, but then the botched rebound on a wide-open net by Kortkowski, and that's going to be a amazing opportunity that Rockford not able to capitalize on. Right there on the doorstep, nearly made it a 2-0 game. But we're going to have a glove save and a faceoff in the near side circle with 3.6 seconds left in the first period. Kortkowski and Goff on the faceoff. Takes it, now a quick shot. That's going to be deflected wide. And that brings us to the end of period number one. Chase Laverell, the goal scorer for Rockford. And Rockford leads 1-0 over Jackson United in our 2026 Division I state quarterfinal.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home, supplying Jackson County and the Northwest Community Schools area with 75 years of experience. Carpet, hardwood, vinyl, laminate, and tile flooring, window treatments, and custom area rugs. Family friendly, pet friendly, or waterproof. Pick your flooring for your lifestyle. Ask about special financing and their beautiful guarantee. For more info, please visit GriswoldCarpetOne.com and their Facebook page, Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home, proud supporters of the Mountie Nation.
Deer Run Restaurant is open all winter long, Tuesday through Sundays for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home, supplying Jackson County and the Northwest Community Schools area with 75 years of experience. Carpet, hardwood, vinyl, laminate, and tile flooring, window treatments, and custom area rugs. Family friendly, pet friendly, or waterproof. Pick your flooring for your lifestyle. Ask about special financing and their beautiful guarantee. For more info, please visit GriswoldCarpetOne.com and their Facebook page, Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home, proud supporters of the Mountie Nation.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Time for the first period intermission report from Southside Ice Arena, Byron Center. It is Rockford 1, Jackson United 0. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. We do apologize. Some connection issues here from Southside Ice Arena. Have a couple different options as well for connections, but unfortunately, just some spotty connections here. So we are doing our best to keep the broadcast alive here. As the first period, Jackson United came out very well. They had a very good start to the game, had three brilliant chances right off the bat. putting the pressure on Rockford goaltender Nolan Williams, and he was able to turn him aside each and every time. And then early on, Elijah Norwood, a quick penalty, and that put Rockford on the power play, which they were turned aside, but I mean, before that, Rockford really didn't get any chances, didn't even get into the Jackson United zone. Really, they had one shot before that, and then once they got on the power play, they were able to finally settle in, get some quality chances up. Jonah Hughes played phenomenally there, able to turn aside some pretty good chances for Rockford, but then after the penalty expired, Rockford able to continue that pressure in the zone, and then they finally struck a brief 2-on-1. Chase Laverell coming into the zone on the near side circle, the right side to Hughes from his perspective, had a bit of a shot, had a nice little fake out, had a little bit of a head fake, looked like he was going to pass it to the other Ram coming down to the far side, but instead took a shot, stayed on the ice the whole way, able to squeak past Hughes, and that gave us our 1-0 score that we see here. And Jackson United able to get a couple more quality scoring chances in the remainder of the period, but unfortunately, still just Nolan Williams' strong play in net. Brennan Forward had a couple of breakaways that he was turned aside on. Parker Goff had some nice shots as well from the slot. But then Jackson United eventually a hooking penalty, putting Sam Truax in the box, and Rockford again turned aside on the power play. So Rockford 0-for-2 on the power play in this first period. And Jackson United, they just have to find a way. They have to find a way to keep generating those chances. I mean, even when Rockford goes into the zone, they have had some really good chances. As a matter of fact, they've had a couple of wide open nets that they've actually whiffed on. So Rockford, they love to just pass around, specifically around the face-off circles, just along the boards. Love to keep it around there, and they just love to try to get those feeds from the side. There, try to tip those passes aside. And again, that said, Rockford has gotten some pretty good chances that resulted in a wide-open net that they just were not able to cleanly time up that shot. As meanwhile, Jackson United, they love playing behind the net, try to get those feeds right there from behind the net. They have gotten some quality doorstep grade A chances. But again, Nolan Williams, he has been spectacular. We mentioned his great regular season stats. A 283 goals against average and an 895 save percentage. And then he's perfect in the postseason coming into today. 54 shots and 54 saves. He's been spectacular, and it's easy to see why. I mean, when you get a great and red-hot goaltender in net like that, you can see why this Rockford Ram team has been able to go on the run that they've been able to go on with his hot goaltending there, really keying the charge. And, of course, when they start going, when they start racking up those goals, they could be tough to stop. But overall, I would say a pretty solid first period for Jackson United. They just have to find a way to solve Nolan Williams with how spectacular he's been in net. So for Jackson United, what they do is second period. We're going to continue this second intermission report back in 2 minutes. You've got high school playoff. Jackson United in the state.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier Energy Efficient Systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back to the first period intermission from Southside Ice Arena in Byron Center, 1-0 Rockford over Jackson United. As today's coverage brought to you by Lomar Machine and Tool, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and Columbia School District, as well as Anderson Insurance Agency. Proudly serving the Jackson community for 45 years with coverage you can count on from auto, home, life, or business. Their experienced team is ready to help you find the right fit online at AndersonCoverage.com. So for this Rockford team we mentioned, they've been great on the regular season with... They can get hot. They can get hot. They can score a bunch of goals, put a bunch of goals on you. I mean, we mentioned in the previous matchup between these two teams, it was 6-2 Rockford over Jackson United in the regular season. That was already after this Rockford team got red hot, winning 9 of their last 10 games. But 3 of those goals, you remember, they were shorthanded. Rockford was. They were shorthanded. Jackson United, granted, they have not gone on the power play themselves in this one. Both the penalties committed were by Jackson United in this one. And they've been able to have some success on the penalty kill. So we'll see in the second period. We've seen this team, this game, get pretty chippy at times. Hasn't been too crazy. But... we'll see. If Jackson United, as long as they can keep generating those scoring chances in front of the net, then they should be able to have something at some point. Find the back of the net with Nolan Williams. Just, he's playing out of his mind. He's been absolutely terrific. So we're going to take one final timeout. Back in 2 minutes, we will have the second period of play here in our Division I state quarterfinals. It's Rockford 1, Jackson United 0, right back here on WKHM.
Greetings Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Are you a high school athlete and threw your back out during the big game?
Ouch!
Or maybe you're older and your neck is in pain after a particularly vicious game of pickleball.
Ah!
Whatever caused your pain, Grizz Chiropractic, Jackson's newest chiropractic center, is here to help. With professional care tailored to keeping athletes strong and mobile, as well as keeping everyone healthier in their day-to-day lives. To schedule your first appointment with me, Dr. John Griswold, visit our website at grizzchiropractic.com. Experience the difference with Grizz Chiropractic.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Deer Run Restaurant is open all winter long, Tuesday through Sundays for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the second period from Southside Ice Arena in Byron Center for the Division I State Quarterfinals. Jackson United Hockey trailing the Rockford Rams 1-0. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Today's presenting sponsor, Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry. As we got a broken stick right off the faceoff for Rockford, as Jackson United going from right to left on your radio dial for this second period, trying to get on the board, had several great chances.
Oh,
as it's going to be tipped up in neutral ice. Elijah Norwood goes with a trailer marking, trying to get it back as Rockford trying to get a little bit of a junk chance there. Jackson United able to get it back out to neutral ice near side boards, able to get it into the Rockford zone, swinging around the boards in the far side corner. Jackson United holds in with Bentley Paquin as he tried to settle it down, able to tip it up, and it goes up and over to the boards and out of play. Going to get a face-off on the far side circle in Rockford zone. Just past the minute mark here in the second period. Parker Goff taking the face-off for Jackson United. Able to get it in back behind the Rockford net. And Rockford not able to clear it out. Able to get it centered back in front of the net. And another rebound save. And another rebounding save. Still loose. And Rockford able to clear. How on earth did Nolan Williams keep that out of the back of the net? Unbelievable. Three tries right on the doorstep for Jackson United. Nolan Williams was splayed out on the ice. Lots of sticks there in the crease, but wow. Great chances. That's like what I'm talking about. Jackson United, they're just knocking on the door. Trying to get on the board here. They're trailing 1-0. Approaching the 2-minute mark of period number two. Rockford wins the faceoff, goes back the other way in Jackson United zone. Now trying to generate a 2-on-1 up ahead for Brennan Forward, and that's going to be bobbled over his stick. And once he recovered, try to pass it back. It goes up and out of play into Jackson United's bench. We're going to have another faceoff on the far side circle. Today's coverage brought to you by Robbins, Roos, Jenkins, Farm Bureau Insurance, Omni, and Jackson Public Schools. Off with the faceoff once more against Hayden McCrell. Faceoff won by Rockford, swinging around the near side boards, goes back to the point and into neutral ice. As Rockford tries to go on the attack, tries to generate a quick 2-on-1, but a little bit too far ahead. It's going to be called icing. Not able to get a stick on it before it went into the Jackson United zone. And we're going back to Rockford's zone, the far side circle, for another faceoff. Puck drop, now trying to go back in front of the net, centering feed. Nobody's home. It's deflected away. Jackson able to hold on to it with a shot on the far side by Paquin. It's going to be deflected. Now Norwood near side corner. He pursues. Jackson United holds on to it, able to get it back out to the point, trying to get it back to Peyton Paquin. Able to go back, and that's going to be deflected away. Bentley Paquin right in the zone, and now going to be shot, deflected up and out of play. Isaiah Norwood. Be careful. That one went right into the stands where the fans are sitting. Again, packed house here, standing room only. We even got a bunch of people on the far side boards, the students for both teams. Fun atmosphere here. 1-0 Rockford. Jackson United having some good chances here to start the second period. Keeping it on the near side with Connor Welter able to be deflected, and Rockford does get it back out of the zone. Jackson United controls in their own zone, gets it back up ahead. And now going up ahead, Peyton Paquin. Rockford getting back defensively into the zone, and we've got Jackson United wanting an interference call, able to send it up ahead. He was held a little bit by the defenseman. Arm didn't go up, and now we got a hit on the near side boards as Jackson United tries to keep it into the zone. Now in neutral ice, able to dump it back into the near side corner. Able to get that sticked away for Dwyer. Now at the board, the shot, that one deflected wide, didn't even see Williams. Now back to neutral ice, Rockford able to control back in for Ford and Goff. Able to get it back out on the far side for Ford, kind of bobbled it a little bit. Looking for the centering feed, no one's home. Able to get it back to the point. Welter sends it back to the near side boards. Both teams pursue. Back outside Welter, shot from the point. It gets tipped off a stick. Back to Welter, sends it back to the far side corner. Jackson United, a lot of pressure here, just like they opened the first period. Just trying to get past Williams in net. Trailing 1-0 here. Goff on the far side corner. Able to poke it back to the opposite side for Zeeble. Now on the other side, that one gets jammed in the net. Bring it out here. And it'll be whistled dead. We're 4 minutes into the second period. Jackson United has, I mean, they've easily won these first 4 minutes. Rockford, just one shot on the other end. Didn't even really see Hughes. But all the opportunities here in the second period, all for Jackson United. This is how they have to play. Now a face-off on the near side circle. One out by Jackson United. Able to stay here. Zeeble gets the centering feed deflected away. Rockford getting the stick on it and able to send it back the other way. Trying to generate another quick two-on-one. Ruled icing. We'll go back the other way. Today's coverage brought to you by Grimes Plumbing. Slow drains, leaky faucets and pipes, having cold showers. Do you need to upgrade your plumbing system completely? Well, look no further than Grimes Plumbing Company in Jackson. Serving Jackson for over 20 years online. GrimesPlumbingCompany.com. 1-0 Rockford. Rockford able to win the faceoff in their own zone. Trying to send it around the boards. Jackson United doing a great job of keeping it in. Not able to this time. Get it back at neutral ice, says Norwood, able to send it back in far side. Rockford controls it once again, bringing it around the boards. Now for Norwood. Point shot deflected wide. Couldn't get a tip. And now another shot in for Paquin. Nobody's home. Back to neutral ice, but Jackson United controls once more on the far side as it peters back out to the center circle. Norwood sends it back in. Caught in the blue line, and now Rockford the other way. 2-on-2, far side feed for Packer, the leading goal scorer. Shot in on Hughes. He's able to get it high off his face mask and controlled again by Packard, able to slip in. He falls down. No whistle there. Rockford's supporters want a tripping call there. Pretty close. But it looked like he lost an edge there as Packard able to get it back in on the far side. Shots and a glove save into the body of Hughes. Going to have some pushing and shoving after the play for Jackson United and Rockford as this one gets settled down here. We've got less than 12 minutes left in this second period. 1-0 lead for Rockford. It was their first real chance there. Jonah Packer, we mentioned, of the now 11 goals scored by Rockford here in the postseason. He's only got one of them, but he was their leading goal scorer by a country mile in the regular season. Face-off one. by Jackson United, but still in their own zone on the far side circle. Rings around the boards behind the net, hitting the boards for Elijah Norwood, trying to chip it away. Now some more action there. Trying to chip it out. That's going to be kept in by Rockford. Goes around to the near side boards. Able to get hit. Now another feed. That one went towards the net. Whether a shot or not, comes loose towards neutral ice. Able to find Brennan forward up ahead. Make it a nice deke. And Pickwin, he stopped. And then, oh man, another open net. How did that stay out? A pile up at the net. And it looks like it stayed out. Two beautiful chances for JU. And it looks like they do not get it in. Nolan Williams standing on his head in this one. Had a little bit of assistance from Brody Ragukas falling in the net. That helped keep the puck out. Wow. Unbelievable play for Nolan Williams in net for Rockford. Still 1-0 for the Rams over Jackson United. Face-off one. Rockford quickly the other way. 3-on-2 sends it in. It's going to be stopped and then covered by Hughes. And we've got more pushing and shoving right here behind the net. Several guys coming in. We got three Jackson United players, two Rockford players. They're going to be some penalties after this one. Definitely saw some punches thrown there behind the net. That's what playoff hockey is like. This one's starting to get really competitive here. We saw some chippiness in that first period, but definitely escalating right here with Jackson Vollmer, the main culprit there for Rockford. Getting into that scrum, didn't like Jackson United sticking up for Jonah Hughes in net. A little bit of a ice shower there after he made that save. So looks like we will have a penalty. Jackson Vollmer goes to the box for Rockford, and they're also going to send Aiden Carter, it looks like, to the box for Jackson United. Looks like, are they sending Parker Goff as well? They are. Wow. So we'll see if they, all the officials are talking right in front of the scorers box right there at center ice. So it looks like we potentially have two guys in the box for both teams with that scrum, but we'll see. Sometimes with these scrums, they just have the players in the box, but no actual change in the players on the ice. As it stands right now, it looks like four players on the ice for Jackson United and all five for Rockford, which doesn't seem right. They got two guys in the box for both sides. So the officials now talking with both captains. So Rockford going into JU's zone had a shot to Hughes, and then the typical stop and showering Hughes with ice, and Jackson United did not like that. Carter just stepping up for his teammate, and then that we had some looked like some punches thrown potentially. Had a little bit of a pile up there behind the net. So looks like they do have some penalties being assessed for both teams. We might even just have a 4-on-4 here. If anything, it looks like, we have a power play. Jackson United on the power play. They're going to have some guys in the box, but they're going to officially assess the penalty to Brody Ragukas. So Jackson United, their first power play of the game. Again, they went just 1 of 7 on the power play in this last meeting between these teams in the regular season. And three Rams shorthanded goals in that as well. So winning the faceoff, centering feed. That one's going to be deflected away, and Rockford able to clear it. Melting some time off of this power play, 15 seconds in. It's still 1-0 for Rockford under 11 minutes to play in the second period. Jackson United controls it behind their own net, now trying to bring it up the ice with Bentley Paquin. Able to get it to the near side corner quickly, and going to be hit into the boards by Laverell. It looks like it's going to be feed in front of the net, and it's going to be controlled by Williams. More hitting, more pushing and shoving for both these teams. Jackson United not liking that hit on the near side boards. A little bit of a late check. We'll see. Man, you can really feel the playoff intensity really ramping up. We've got 1:25 left on the power play once we resume, and it's like we're going to have another penalty assessed maybe with that late hit. Yes, Hayden McCrell going into the box for Rockford. So we should have 90 seconds or so of a 5-on-3 for Jackson United. Today's coverage brought to you by Jessica Villarreal, five-star real estate, Walton Insurance Group, and Northwest Community Schools. Thank you to everybody for their support in today's coverage of Jackson United Hockey. Oh, we got a five-minute major on the check for McCrell. So we'll have 90 seconds of a 5-on-3 for Jackson United, and then we'll have another 3.5 minutes of a power play. Jackson United wins the draw. 5-on-3. Send to the near side for Dwyer. Now on the far side. Back for Truax. Back to the near side for Paquin. Shot! That's going to be stopped on the ice for Williams. Kept in by Jackson United. Brendan Forward has it on the near side. Face-off circle. Keeps it in. Skates around on the far side. Outside edge of the slot. Truax cuts back in. Jackson United very patient here. They still got 1 minute left on the 5-on-3 before downgrading to about 3.5 minutes of just a regular power play. Paquin has it. It loses it. Gets it back to Truax on the point. Far side feed. That's going to be controlled. Truax again at the point. On the near side, Paquin steps in for a shot. Goes wide. Dwyer able to control it back for Truax. Still 37 seconds of the 5-on-3. Trying to get on the board here. Shot goes wide. And Rockford trying to get it out of the zone. They do. It peters just away from Truax over the blue line. Back to neutral ice. Jackson United tries to get back in. 20 seconds on the 5-on-3. Losing it. And it's going to be sent out of play by Kuhn. And we're going to have a whistle and stoppage. It's going to be a faceoff on the far side dot on the left side of the neutral zone. 17 seconds left on Brody Raguka's penalty for Rockford before he comes back in, and then it'll be about 3.5 minutes of a power play on the major penalty to McCrell. Going to be one out by Rockford, sent into Jackson United zone. This should kill away the rest of the 5-on-3. Jackson United on the pursuit. Coming in through neutral ice now for Norwood. Back for Brendan Forward. Able to get around the defenseman in the far side corner. The 5-on-3 is over. Now about 3.5 minutes of a power play starting now. Shot from the point. That's going to be blocked away by Williams. Sent to the near side boards. Kept in by Jackson United. Norwood at the point. Tries to hesitate to the near side. One timer. That's going to be stopped. What a shot by Haynes. Kept in by Jackson United. Still beautiful feeds, and then Haynes on the near side, a glove save for Williams. The save that this guy has been able to make tonight has been absolutely spectacular for Rockford. So much pressure, so many golden chances for Jackson United. But you got to think the dam's got to burst eventually. 1-0 Rockford over Jackson United, 8:40 left in this second period, 3:08 left on the Hayden McCrell major penalty. One out by Rockford on the draw. Attempted to clear. It's going to be kept in by Jackson United before final cleared out to neutral ice by Ben Tracy. Jackson United back in their own zone now. Paquin on the near side. Back to the far side for Brendan Ford. Able to get it back into the zone. Holds it into the far side corner. Tries to get it back around the net. Back behind to the near side circle. Back to the point for Truax. Takes a centering shot. Blocked away in the corner by Portco. And then Rockford able to clear it back out with Silvageau. Still 2.5 minutes on this power play for Jackson United. But Rockford, really centered by their goaltender Nolan Williams, really able to stifle Jackson United's golden opportunities. In the neutral ice, going to be deflected away and going to kill more time off as Wartakowski able to get it back out. And Jackson United behind their net. Miscommunication. Able to generate a Rockford feed. Going to be deflected away. Goff the other way. 2-on-2 briefly on this power play before Rockford's skaters come back in. And then another clear out for Rockford. 1:47 left in this extended power play. Jackson United controls behind their own net. Now heading back the other way with Tyler Dwyer back for Ethan Anderson. Brennan forward, skates around a defender into the near side corner. Able to cut back, trying to get back to the point for Truax. Controls it there. Holds it in back for Ford. Shot from the near side. Point! That's going to be deflected wide. And now for Dwyer on the point the other end. Still 1:19 left in the power play. Oh, it's going to be Truax. He whiffed on it. Now a 2-on-1 the other way. Near side for Tracy. Holds on to it. And a save into the body for Jonah Hughes. Short-handed try for Rockford. And Hughes able to stand tall. Pretty painless shot there. But Jackson United, they have 1:09 left on the power play with the 5-minute major to Hayden McCrell. Now going to be a draw in Jackson United zone. Able to deflect it to the corner. Rockford immediately retreats back to neutral ice. Don't want to be too aggressive here. In this quarterfinal matchup, 1-0 lead over Jackson United. Back to Johnson into the Rockford zone. It's going to be an offsides. Johnson has to just wait and then send it back into the corner. Max Flaherty has it for Rockford, sends it back to the point. Able to be kept in on the far side by Norwood. Rockford trying to chip it back out. Several sticks on it. Going to be kept in by Bentley Paquin. Trying to get it back to the point. Rockford nearly gets it out. Still going to be held in, and we're going to have a whistle here. Ooh, they're going to say, they're going to call that offside. Didn't look like it went out. We do have 32 seconds left on the power play. They're going to have the face-off in Jackson United zone on the far side circle. 6:04 left in the second period. 32 seconds left in the power play for JU. On the draw, Rockford wins. Quick shot deflects wide off of Hughes. And now Jackson United controls beneath their own bench. Trying to get another good chance here. They're going to send it up the ice, and that's going to be no icing. Deflected wide, Rockford controlling under their own net. Turned over, forward has it. Trying to get the feed back to the point. 10 seconds left on the power play. Trying to get another good chance here. Norwood shot from the point, deflected away towards the far side corner, and that long penalty killed. Oh, we got a high sticking penalty now. I think it's going to be on Rockford again. It is. Max Flaherty on the high sticking. Immediately sends Jackson United back to the power play. Right after they just had 5.5 minutes worth of at least one man advantage. Going to be a 2-minute high sticking on Max Flaherty. So another power play. 5:26 left in the second period. Jackson United trails 1-0 to Rockford in the state quarterfinals. It's going to be cleared out by Rockford. And Jackson United goes back to pursue with Peyton Paquinba behind his own net. Able to flip it back up ahead. Parker Goff skating quickly up the ice. Leaves it back for Paquin. Gets it into the Rockford zone. Far side corner. Tries to center it. He whiffed it. Back in for forward on the near side slot. And we lost it. Now back in for Paquin. Beautiful feed on the far side. And he scores! Parker Goff! Able to beat Nolan Williams over his left shoulder. A power play goal ties it for Jackson United at 1. 4:52 left in the second period. You knew the dam had to burst at some point. For Jackson United, how many chances they had, and that is extended. Stretched there with a man advantage. And Goff finally buries it. Off the draw, now at even strength. Rockford quickly getting into the zone, but going to be deflected back out for Zeeble. Trying to send it back in. And Jackson United back on the attack. Deflected wide, nearly botched there by Ragukas. And now Rockford tries to get it back in. Welter able to keep it in. Rockford back to the near side. Boards for Tyler Dwyer. Now back shot. That's going to be deflected wide of the net. Didn't even see Williams. And now Rockford clears. This should be a icing, and it is. Again, great to see Jackson United finally come through on the power play. So they had a penalty.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Had a brief disconnect right there, but we are good. Thankfully, we've been good for most of this period. 1-1 tie, Jackson United and Rockford Rams in the hockey state quarterfinals. Off the draw, Jackson United. 3:23 left in the second period. They win the draw, keeping it in Rockford zone. Rockford trying and successfully clearing it. Goes right back to Jackson United, controlling the majority of this second period. They've really flipped the script in their favor. Really helped out by the bulk of Rockford. We do have a whistle. Looks like we have a hooking call. And we might have another power play here. Brief disconnect right there. We are back here. 2:25 left. We do have a hooking penalty on Sam Truax. So Rockford on their third power play of the game. They came up empty both their opportunities in the first period. So Jackson United back on the penalty kill. Rockford able to hold it into the zone. They have 1:20 left on the power play. Now sent back behind the net. Had a quick feed. Oh, it's going to be loose, and it goes to neutral ice. So that'll definitely help out Jackson United as they have a couple passes in neutral ice on the far side. Now a dump in. Deflects off the iron beam, the roof here at Southside Ice Arena. And it'll be ruled out of play. Trying to really dump it into the zone, trying to get creative there, but not able to keep it there. And we're going to have a face-off in the at center ice. Face off by Bentley Paquin. And he's going to win out far side as Z Bell trying to hold it in. Can't keep it. And Rockford back on the attack on the man advantage with 55 seconds left. Shot from the point. That's going to go wide of Hughes. Goes to the near side corner and back in. And whistle going to be blown. Looks like they're going to say out of play before it squeaked. back in here. Still continuing the man advantage. 29 seconds left. Rockford moving it in.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Some connection issues to end out the second period. Jackson United did end up killing the remainder of that Rockford power play. So Rockford 0-3 on the power play in this one. Jackson United, a very strong second period, sees them going to the half, the second intermission, tied at one apiece with Rockford in this Division I state quarterfinal. So we're going to take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we will break down what we saw in that second period in the second intermission report. You've got high school playoff hockey right here on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Are you a high school athlete and threw your back out during the big game?
Ouch!
Or maybe you're older and your neck is in pain after a particularly vicious game of pickleball.
Ah!
Whatever caused your pain, Grizz Chiropractic, Jackson's newest chiropractic center, is here to help. With professional care tailored to keeping athletes strong and mobile, as well as keeping everyone healthier in their day-to-day lives. To schedule your first appointment with me, Dr. John Griswold, visit our website at grizzchiropractic.com. Experience the difference with Grizz Chiropractic.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home, supplying Jackson County and the Northwest Community Schools area with 75 years of experience. Carpet, hardwood, vinyl, laminate, and tile flooring, window treatments, and custom area rugs. Family friendly, pet friendly, or waterproof. Pick your flooring for your lifestyle. Ask about special financing and their beautiful guarantee. For more info, please visit GriswoldCarpet1.com and their Facebook page, Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home. Proud supporters of the Mountie Nation.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back to Southside Ice Arena for the second intermission report with the state quarterfinal between Jackson United and Rockford, tied at one apiece. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Thankfully, the internet was on its best behavior for the most part in that second period. Fortunately, towards the end, had some more connection issues. Doing our best to stay alive for this postseason presentation of high school hockey. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Jason Bernil, Edward Jones. Whether you're planning for retirement, saving for college, for children or grandchildren, or just trying to protect the financial future of the ones you care about the most, Jason will work with you to develop specific strategies to help you achieve your goals. That's Jason Bernil with Edward Jones. As well as our presenting sponsor, Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry. So, second period. This is when Jackson United really started to flip this back in their favor. First period, they came out with such a strong effort. Jackson United came out with a flurry of great scoring chances. And then, eventually, a power play got Rockford the zone time that they needed to really start to generate some great scoring chances. And Jonah Hughes, he was phenomenal in that period, able to make some great saves even on the penalty kill. But then Rockford finally able to squeak one through. Chase Leverell able to fake him out, made him think he was going to pass it to the far side, and said just a shot, stayed on the ice, and got past Hughes to make it 1-0 for Rockford. And for the rest of the period, Rockford mostly controlled it.
That's why I'm going to fly it.
Not a bad period by any stretch for Jackson United, but Rockford, once they got that initial power play, they really started to get the offensive zone time that they needed to start to generate some scoring chances, able to get that one past Hughes. They did come up 0-2. On the power play in that first period. But then the second period, Jackson United came out with a flurry just like they did in the first period. So many great scoring chances. And then midway through, had some penalties start to trickle in, started to get very chippy for these teams, eventually landing to a scrum behind the net with both teams sending two guys to the penalty box. They did grant the power play to Jackson United, with Rockford being the ones to instigate that. And 30 seconds into that power play, Hayden McReel with a five-minute major, a boarding penalty, and that gave Jackson United 90 seconds of a five-on-three. They came up empty, but they still had 3.5 minutes worth of a standard power play. Still came up empty, but man, Nolan Williams, the Rockford goaltender, so many amazing stops. Wide open nets that it's like, how does Jackson United not convert on this one, but it's just spectacular play by Williams in net, making so many great saves. And then once that five-minute major expired, virtually like seconds after McRell came out of the penalty box, we had immediately another penalty. Max Flaherty, a high sticking, sent him to the penalty box. Got another power play for Jackson United, and then it was Parker Goff able to bury it on the power play and able to tie this hockey game up at one apiece between Jackson United and Rockford. So, again, that was what Jackson United needed. They finally got to get one past Williams because he's been spectacular in this one. Very big frame. Able to just really make it difficult, especially get pucks over him, around him. Very quick reflexes, what you want your goaltender. And Jackson United finally, the dam had to burst at some point with this just barrage of great scoring chances that Jackson United has had. They were finally able to get that one in. So with this game tied at one apiece, this third period, anything can happen. I mean, Rockford, they've had their share of good chances in this one, mostly in the first period. And then the second period, all controlled by Jackson United. So if they're able to keep this momentum up, see if they can get another one past Williams. And if they can, then we'll see if they can take advantage and get some more goals on the board. But we did speak yesterday with head coach Corey DeWiron of Jackson United. And he said he anticipated a very close contest between these two teams. And that's exactly what we've gotten so far, and especially with some of that chippiness, that aggressiveness that we've seen from both sides. I mean, you want nothing less in a postseason hockey game, especially this deep in the playoffs, the state quarterfinals. So in this third period, Jackson United keep getting those great scoring chances right on the doorstep. You got to keep Williams on his heels. Got to keep him with that pressure in net. And Rockford, the penalties we've seen, especially in the earlier matchup between these two teams. Rockford can they can rack up those penalties and give the opposition a lot of power play opportunities. And of course, they were able to capitalize on the penalty kills, got three shorthanded goals in that previous matchup. But Jackson United definitely making adjustments here, preventing those opportunities. And again, able to capitalize on that final power play there. And good stuff from Jackson United. So through two periods, it's 1-1. Jackson United and Rockford. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. And when we come back, we will go into the third period of play here from Southside Ice Arena. State quarterfinals, Jackson United and Rockford. Back in 2 minutes on WKHM.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Deer Run Restaurant is open all winter long, Tuesday through Sundays for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at trushallfabricating.com.
Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home. Supplying Jackson County and the Northwest Community Schools area with 75 years of experience. Carpet, hardwood, vinyl, laminate, and tile flooring. Window treatments and custom area rugs. Family friendly, pet friendly, or waterproof. Pick your flooring for your lifestyle. Ask about special financing and their beautiful guarantee. For more info, please visit GriswoldCarpet1.com and their Facebook page. Griswold Carpet One Floor and Home. Proud supporters of the Mountie Nation.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Zamboni wrapping up here on the ice at Southside Ice Arena as we are just moments away from the third period in our state quarterfinal. Jackson United and Rockford tied at one apiece. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Thanks for sticking with us here on this Saturday afternoon. As today's coverage, presenting sponsor Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry. Additional coverage presented by Brian Goff, GPS Realty, EXP Realty, Deer Run Golf Course, and Anderson Insurance Agency. In addition to MKN Home Improvement, Mike Nah. MKN Home Improvement and Handyman Services serving Jackson and the surrounding areas from remodels to repairs. MKN Home Improvement is here to help you. For more information, check them out on Facebook at MKN Home Improvement. So Jackson United, just on the eye test, I would say they've definitely played a better game overall top to bottom than Rockford, but man, red hot goaltending from Nolan Williams. He's been spectacular, and he's the biggest reason, honestly, why this game is even tied. Just so many chances for Jackson United. I mean, they could easily be up 3-1 at this point. And now, granted, Jonah Hughes, he's had his share of great saves for Jackson United as well, but Jackson United able to get significantly more scoring chances, specifically in that second period, than Rockford. But hey, that's playoff hockey. 1-1, third period. Anything can happen. So we should definitely be in for a very fun and exciting finish in this one as Jackson United trying to continue this magical postseason run that they've had. Their deepest run in the playoffs since 2015, 11 years ago. Meanwhile, Rockford looking to make it back to the state semifinals for the first time in 5 years. Back in 2021, they made a run all the way to the state championship game, losing to Detroit Catholic Central. As you hear the Jackson United players tapping their sticks on the boards, ready to get this one underway in the third and final period. Goal scorers in this one, Chase Laverell for Rockford in the first period. And in the second period, power play goal for Parker Goff. Even things up here for JU. Goff and Korotkowski on the faceoff draw in the third period underway. Jackson United going from left to right on your radio dial as they send it into Rockford zone. Anderson able to control it back in behind, and Rockford still trying to clear. Jackson United will back off back to the neutral zone, sending it back in for Jonah Packard. Able to go on the far side dot, tries to send it back, and Jackson United able to disrupt it. Going back the other way, centering feed for Brennan Ford, able to get it back himself on the far side boards. He's going to be intercepted by Max Flaherty. Rockford able to send it back around for Packard. And now the other way, a brief two-on-two developing. Korotkowski near side, drops it back. And a nice stick deflection by Parker Goff, able to disrupt that brief two-on-one. Now forward, able to send it back in to Rockford zone. But Jackson United going to hang back for a line change. Bad clear now in the blank. Point blank. Haynes sends it wide. He had it right on the doorstep. As Rockford miscommunication, Haynes able to get it right on the doorstep. And now in the zone, whiffed on it with Paquin. And Jackson United able to hang it right back in. Paquin, another shot from the slot. That's going to be blocked by McCrell. And he is trying to get it cleared out. Jackson United back over the blue line. Wow, a broken setup there for Jackson United, working in their favor. Not how they planned it, but Rockford, oof, that's a... Boy, they're definitely thinking they're lucky stars after that one. as Jackson United able to get it back into the near side, tied at one apiece, approaching the two-minute mark of this third period. Back to the point, centering back into the squeaks and scores! Elijah Norwood, just a shot from the far side point, squeaked past Williams, got a piece of it. I don't think it got tipped. I think that just went in, but Elijah Norwood should be unassisted. It's 2-1 Jackson United, their first lead. 15-13 left in regulation. Wow. Hey, that's why you shoot those. You never know, especially against a goaltender this talented. And it's going to be an icing call against JU. Today's coverage brought to you by Grimes Plumbing Sullivan's and Jason Brunil, Edward Jones, as well as Drushall Fabricating. State-of-the-art technology and equipment offer new services like laser cutting, machining, powder coating, and more. Online at DrushallFabricating.com. 2-1 lead for Jackson United, but Rockford going on the attack. Shot deflected wide to the near side boards for Jackson United. Able to break free and goes back, stays in the Jackson United zone. Carter pursues in the far side corner. Back going the other way into the neutral zone. You can hear the "Let's go, JU" chants. Jackson United making the long trip, about 90 minutes northwest of Jackson, as this one's going to be deflected away in neutral ice. Quick 2-on-3 forward. Couldn't control it as it's going to be sent in. Big hit on the near side boards as Goff took all of that one. And now Rockford sending it back in for the line change. Jackson United near side sending it back in. Now up ahead for Bentley Paquin. He's pursued by two Rams back in front of the ice. Can't get a clean feed in front of the net for Goff as Rockford back to the near side corner. Now back to neutral ice. A quick one-on-one the other way for Braden Kuhn. Shot deflected away to the far side boards. Jackson United tries to deflect away. Now down low and a score by Jonah Packard, the leading goal scorer for the Rams on the regular season, strikes with his second postseason goal. Wraparound try past Hughes, and we're tied at two apiece. You knew he was bound to get off at some point. With a relatively quiet postseason scoring, after leading Rockford with a tremendous regular season, with 36 goals and 20 assists. You can tell Rockford really amping up the intensity and the urgency after falling behind 2-1, the first time they've trailed all postseason. And it's a tied hockey game, 13:38 left in the third period. Now on the far side, Jackson United trying to clear it out of their zone. Paquin able to deflect it out now from the point. That's a glove save on the shot by McCrell from just outside the slot. And we're going to have a face-off on the near side circle in Jackson United's zone. It's going to be between Peyton Paquin and Jackson Vollmer. JU wins out, goes back to the point, but right back to Rockford. Shot that's going to be deflected wide back to neutral ice. And now Brendan Forward has it, pursues all alone in the near side corner, has it back on the attack, gets it past the defender, whiffs on the shot. Rockford trying to clear back out, goes to the point to Truax, sends it back in, goes back behind the net, got free, but then it's going to be deflected away. Nobody home to try to send that in, and it's going to be an icing call the other end against the Rockford Rams. Man, oh man. First period, second half of it largely controlled by Rockford. During the first period, second period, pretty much dominated by Jackson United, able to eventually tie. And then here, man, it's close back and forth, both teams with several great chances. Jackson United wins, and Norwood, another shot from the point. Couldn't get a second goal of the game. It's deflected wide. Now a 2-on-1 the other way for Rockford. Sends it in, sticked away by Norwood. Trying to get a centering feed, and Norwood able to save that chance. Rockford doesn't even get a shot off. Now Jackson United the other way. Shot in the slot. Deflected wide. Haynes, a nice opportunity. Kept in. Back behind the net. He falls down, and Rockford able to try to get it cleared. Not able to. Jackson out on the far side. Able to get it passed. What a bit of a bump there. And now back out to neutral ice. Jackson United able to get a line change there. Rockford controls back up ice now for Carter Silvas. Jackson United quickly able to defend him in. Oh, and a penalty here as Connor Welter made some contact and dragged him down to the ice. And that's going to be an interference call, putting Rockford on the power play, their fourth of the game. They're 0 for 3. Connor Welter to the box. Jackson United, they've been able to play very well, especially the last two penalty kills, limiting the Rockford real great scoring chances with their man advantage. So on the draw, Rockford gets it, has it in the far side corner, now back behind the net. Hughes gets down low, now back out to the point. On the near side, Vollmer able to drop it back off, fakes it, now keeps it, shot from the point. That one's deflected wide and going to be sent away by Norwood and then cleared down the ice for Jackson United. Pursuing up ahead for Peyton Paquin, has it, trying to kill some more time here. Now going to be several Rams tumbling in towards the boards as Jackson United trying to hold it into the Rams zone as long as they can, trying to melt away this Rams power play. 2-2 tie. Less than 12 minutes to play here. And 1:15 on the Rams power play. Going right to the back of the net for Packard. Able to hold on to it. Back to the point on the far side. Now on the near side. Briefly a wide open net. And then deflected away on the shot from Ragukas. Held in by Rockford again. On the far side, face-off circle, sends it back to the near side circle. Shot blocked away by Truax. Now right on the doorstep, and it's going to be tipped in by Rockford, regaining the lead on the juicy rebound. A score by, looked like Max Flaherty right there. And Rockford back in front, 3-2. Several good chances. And able to hold it into the zone. Jackson United in a little bit of a scramble to try to get back into position. Not able to get the clear. And Max Flaherty scoring his second goal of the playoffs. 11:02 left. This big third period. Both teams finally getting some consistent chances on net to go through and beat these terrific goaltenders. Jacks United into the zone. Now to the near side boards. Carter on the near side. Deflected back out to neutral ice. Failure to clear in for Rockford. Now they get it back. Jacks United able to get a couple sticks in there on the far side for Parker Goff. Able to get it into the zone around the defender. Nearly holding the stick now in a brief two-on-one. Goff right in, and that's going to be deflected wide by the stick of Kuhn. Now Jackson United still holding it in. Shot deflected wide. Good chance there by JU. Holding it into the zone, near side circle. Now it's going to be caught up. Rockford gets it back in down the ice, and that is going to be an icing call. We'd like to thank Griswold Carpet One, Druschel Fabricating, Grizz Chiropractic, and MKN Home Improvement Mike Na for their support in today's coverage of postseason hockey in the state quarterfinals between Jackson United and Rockford. Winner moves on to the semifinals at USA Hockey Arena on Friday. State championship the day after, next Saturday. On the draw in Rockford zone after the icing. Going to be sent into the far side corner. And a nice hold in there by Paquin to prevent the clear. And now it's going to be sent down the ice as Paquin's stick breaks free from his hands. Hughes controls it. Well, they actually got a penalty on Hudson Shore. Actually didn't end up seeing that before the icing. So that is actually going to send Jackson United on a power play. So the man advantage here, Paquin. On the far side, another late hit there. But Quinn goes down. That one by Tracy. Down the near side for Brennan Ford. Back outside the slot. Shot in and into the basket for Nolan Williams. 9:29 left in the third period. 1:16 left on the Hudson Shore penalty for the JU power play. 3-2 Jackson United trailing. The faceoff for Parker Goff back outside, setting it up on the outside for Truax. Trying to get it back in, tipped in, score! Parker Goff on the tip from the point from Truax. Just like that, we're tied. Wow, unbelievable stick in the lane. So that should be Goff from Truax on the equalizer. 9:22 left. That didn't take very long after that faceoff. Unbelievable third period so far. First 8 minutes. Both teams getting two goals on the board. To stay tied, Jackson United sends it back in. Right on net for Williams, and Rockford tries to clear it out. Able to be held in by Jackson United right on the blue line. Rockford controls behind their own net. Not able to clear, now finally does. Brief two-on-two developing the other way. Rockford quickly on the far side. Sticked away by Jackson United. For Paquin, now deflected in the far side boards. Jackson United now pursuing on the far side for Bentley Paquin. Neutral ice. He overskated it. Goes into the zone. And it's going to be deflected back for Rockford. And Jackson United able to get it back inside. Another chance here, far side shot deflected behind the net. Now for Rockford in the near side corner. Kicks it back outside, and that's going to be, they're going to say tipped, so no icing. The other way, 8:30 left in this third period. Tied at 3 in the state quarterfinal. Jackson United up the ice the other way. Now up ahead, 2-on-2 developing. Brennan Ford on the far side circle. Shot deflected wide, and Williams able to get just enough of that. Deflected right in front of him, and he's able to catch it. And does stop the play. Faceoff coming on the far side circle in Rockford zone. Goff takes the draw. It's going to be one out by Rockford. Now deflected into the neutral zone. Jackson United controls, sends it back in with Elijah Norwood. And they're going to say out of play. Would like to thank Griswold Carpet 1. If you're searching for new flooring, don't let the process overwhelm you. While it may seem complicated initially, you can turn to the experts at Griswold Carpet 1 Floor and Home in Jackson to guide you through each step, making it simple, straightforward, and stress-free. GriswoldCarpet1.com. 8 minutes left now, 3-3 tie. Jackson United controls behind their own net. Now a backhand into the neutral zone to get it clear. Rockford sends it back in, careens around the boards to the near side, met by Jonah Packard. Gets it on the near side, and now an end-centering feed. That's going to be whiffed on and sticked away. Back to the point. Rockford another chance here back in. Five-hole score. Max Flaherty, his second of the game and third of the playoffs. Jonah Hughes not ready for that one. And just like that, it's 4-3 Rockford. Incredible with some of the great goaltending we've seen in this one from both Hughes and Williams alike. Some of the great scoring chances that they've both been able to stop. We've seen some goals scored on some of the more innocent shots. So 4-3, 7:33 left. Jackson United, we'll see if they can tie this back up. Now gets into the far side corner on the slot. Ooh, just over the stick of Truax. Able to hold it into the Rockford zone, however. Goes back behind the net with Dwyer. Back to the point. Ooh, it's going to be whiffed on by Norwood. Goes back in the Jackson United zone as Rockford able to get a line change. Back behind the net, up ahead for Truax. And a neutral ice for Dwyer. Brief two-on-two into the zone for Bentley Paquin. Back centering feed, backhand. It's going to be sticked aside by Portco. And Rockford able to clear back to the point, stays in. And now back down the ice. They're going to say no icing. Deflected off a Jackson United player on its way in. So up ahead for Brennan Forward. Able to get it into the zone. Tries to deflect it in. And it's going to be deflected and covered by Nolan Williams. We did have a whistle there. Looked like just before the cover, Brennan Forward was knocked down. Looks like there's not going to be a penalty there. Instead, just a face-off in the far side circle. Today's coverage brought to you by Lomar Machine and Cool and Tool. Lambert's Heating and Air Conditioning in Columbia School District. On the far side circle, it's going to be won out by Rockford as they get it back to neutral ice. Now up ahead, got a one-on-one developing. Sauvageau back inside the slot, and that's going to be a nice save on the blocker by Hughes. Jackson United the other way, quick two-on-two. Back in for Forward, deflected away. And careens around the boards back to neutral ice, controlled by Elijah Norwood. Able to send it back in as Rockford able to control now back behind their own net. Back behind, Johnson was there. Back in the centering, feed sent wide. Beautiful chance by Goff. Couldn't bury his second of the game. Stays in Rockford zone. Couple sticks at it, held on the boards. And now Rockford gets it back out to neutral ice. Now going to be sent wide. Nobody's home. 5:45 left, 4-3. Rockford over Jackson United in this third period of our quarterfinal. Now up ahead for Kordkowski. Able to get back into the point for Packard, the leading goal scorer. Has a goal in this one, sent away. And now Jackson United controls Dwyer. Able to control it. Oh, but not out. Held in on the near side by Chase Laverell, our first goal scorer tonight. Jackson United again behind their net. Sends it up the ice, neutral zone. It's going to be held in and sent back into Jackson United zone. They control again. Back at the far side, stick check away. Sam Truax gets it on the near side, sends it in towards the net. Going to be blockered away by Nolan Williams. Quick change there for Jackson United. Now on the far side, able to stick it free with Peyton McQuinn. Couple hits there on the net. Now back on the far side. Still held in. Both teams trying to jar it free, and it's going to come around to the near side boards. Truax controls, sends it back towards the net. Nearly tipped in by Paquin, but had an awkward angle. Goes behind the net. Now back on the near side boards. It's a race for it. Going to be controlled by Jackson United. Still in the zone, far side corner. Along the boards, behind the net. 4:30 left in the third period. Jackson United trails 4-3. And Rockford able to get it back into neutral ice. A one-on-two the other way. Ragukas able to get around the defender. Backhand sent wide. And now for Jackson United back in neutral ice. Able to deflect the lead. Now a two-on-two developing. Brennan Forward with Bentley Paquin. Able to be sticked into the corner. Back in for Bentley Paquin. Knocks him down. No whistle. Now on the far side, Rockford able to clear it back to neutral ice. They have a two-on-two the other way. Kordkowski sends it back on the other side. Backhand towards the net, and it's going to be a glove save and a stoppage for Jonah Hughes. Final 4 minutes. Everybody on the edge of their seats. Today's coverage brought to you by Grizz Chiropractic, offering free personalized chiropractic care, cutting-edge therapies, and expert guidance to help you move pain-free and live better. Online at grizzchiropractic.com. Now for Jackson United on the far side. Breaks free, and now a shot from the slot for Rockford. Gets another rebound shot. Top shelf score, Jonah Packard. Man, oh man. It's a gut punch right there, Rockford. They can rack up the goals quickly, and we mentioned how relatively quiet Jonah Packard has been scoring coming into this one. Just like that, he's got two in this third period. He has two of Rockford's four in this period. And it gives Rockford a commanding 5-3 lead over Jackson United. 3:42 left in the third period. Rockford wins the draw into Jackson United zone in the far side corner for Carter Silvas. Hit back there. Jackson United able to get it loose. Back in the far side looking for Brennan Forward. He overskated it. And then it gets hit down to the ice. Going to be deflected out of play towards Jackson United's bench and a stoppage in play. Going to have a faceoff on the far side dot, the right side of neutral, of the neutral zone. Today's coverage also brought to you by Robbins Roost, Jenkins, Farm Bureau Insurance, Omni, and Jackson Public Schools. 3:25 left in the third. Jackson United trying to find two goals here as we're going to have another stoppage on the draw as Peyton Paquin's helmet came off. So stoppage for safety reasons there. Faceoff coming on the same dot. Haynes taking it for Jackson United. It's going to be one out by Hudson Shore of the Rams. Now sending in. Going to say last touched by Jackson United, so no icing here. Jackson United controls behind the net. Going to be tipped away. And Rockford trying to get another centering feed. Jackson United holds on to it back for Tyler Dwyer. Another shot from the near side. Shore gets that one stopped wide by Hughes, and Jackson United able to shuffle it out of the zone, two on two the other way. Now able to hold it back into the point, near side for Bentley Paquin, and back to neutral ice for Rockford. Able to disrupt that brief chance for JU. Back up ahead, gets around the defender, Markin behind the net. Able to be controlled and back to neutral ice, looking for forward. Going to go back into Rockford zone. Forward pursues, over skates it. And now back inside. Center ice for Sauvageau. Sends it back around the boards. 2:15 left. Rockford leading 5-3 in our state quarterfinal. Back on the far side, Rockford able to hold it in. Important for Rockford. Once they took that two-goal lead, Jackson United has not been able to really have any time in the Rockford zone. Forward able to send it in and then tipped back into neutral ice. Jackson United once again sets up back around their net. Oh, a backhand trying to send it away, and then a nice glove save on the doorstep against Jackson Vollmer. Wow, trying to clear it out, but it instead goes right to Vollmer on the doorstep. And Hughes with a beautiful glove save. Face off on the near side circle in Jackson United's territory. Today's coverage brought to you by Jessica Villarreal, five-star real estate, Walton Insurance Group, and Northwest Community Schools. In neutral ice back in Rockford zone, they pass up ahead. It's going to be intercepted by Peyton Paquin. Be tripped and no arm up. Wow, that's a missed call. Able to be deflected far side, still in Rockford zone. Forward able to hold it in, dumps it in, then takes a hit after. Back near side for Packard, controls it and sends it back down the ice. No icing coming up. Final 65 seconds. Jackson United. We'll see if they pull Hughes here. Try to get a man advantage. Now into Rockford's. Back up ahead. In the neutral ice, Truax sends it in, shot. Gonna be a side by Williams. And around the zone, 30 seconds left. Trying to get a centering feed, and gonna be a great save by Williams. A great try for Tyler Dwyer. And Williams wasn't having any of that with a glove save with the whistle. Great chance there. And that'll lead us 26 and a half seconds remaining. We're going to have a timeout here for Jackson United. We're going to leave it right here for the time being. So crazy third period here. So the first period, Rockford got the lone goal, led 1-0, and then After several tries on the power play in the second period, Jackson United able to tie it up on the goal from Parker Goff. And then in the third period, a shot from the point from Elijah Norwood put Jackson United in front for the first time all game. Game 2-1, and then back-to-back goals quickly scored by Jonah Packard and Max Flaherty of Rockford. Quickly flipped it back in Rockford's favor, 3-2. And then Parker Goff with his second goal of the game, able to tip in the shot for the point from Truax. Able to tie it up at 3 apiece, and then Max Flaherty responded, puts Rockford up 4-3, and then Jonah Packard is second of the game. Feed in to Jackson United. Six skaters on. Trying to get a shot right here off the draw with Goff. Need to score as fast as possible to try to bring this thing within one. Rockford's bench slamming their sticks against the boards. It looks like we got an issue with the scoreboard. I think we might be trying to add some time on. We got the official there on the far side. As we're awaiting the change on the scoreboard, and of course awaiting the face-off. So they are resetting the time. I don't think that's the time they wanted. They put 79 minutes on the board, so I mean, I guess that tells me they're trying to put 7.9 seconds on the clock. Still trying to get this figured out with the clock. But Jackson United, fortunately, they're in need of a miracle right here. With less than 10 seconds to go in the third period, trailing by two goals to the Rockford Rams. Again, they need to try to win this draw shot immediately. Have to beat Nolan Williams, who's played spectacularly in this one. They now change the clock to 7 minutes and 9 seconds, which is also incorrect. Now there's the correct time. 7.9 seconds left. On the draw, face off. It's going to be contested. Back out to the point. Now a shot immediately through traffic. It doesn't even see Williams, deflected wide. And that's it. Rockford storms their goaltender, Nolan Williams, in celebration, as it'll be the Rockford Rams moving on to the state semifinals on Friday, taking down Jackson United here in Byron Center by a score of 5-3. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back in 3 minutes, we're going to wrap up this game after especially a crazy third period there for both these teams. This is high school playoff hockey. Back in a moment here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier Energy Efficient Systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
High School Hockey is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So final score here from Southside Ice Arena in Byron Center for our state quarterfinals. Rockford moving on. They win this one by a score of 5-3 over Jackson United. And the first period, Jackson United came out with a tremendous energy. Had a lot of great opportunities in the first about 3 minutes or so. And then a power play for Rockford. They finally started to get some chances. They came up empty on the power play. But then after that, able to continue that momentum. Able to get the opening goal of the game from Chase Laverell. Made it 1-0 for Rockford. Into the second period, dominated by Jackson United. A tremendous period of hockey. They had several chances right off the first few minutes, just like in the first period. And then eventually a slew of penalties, including 90 seconds of a 5-on-3, and then an additional 3.5 minutes of a power play after that with a 5-minute major. Jackson United comes up empty, and then a power play coming up right after that expired. They do score on that. Nice feed from Parker Goff, able to get past the goaltender Nolan Williams, ties it at 1 on the power play. Then in the third period, shot from the point, Elijah Norwood gives Jackson United their first lead, 2-1, but it would be unfortunately short-lived as the leading goal scorer on the season for Rockford, Jonah Packard, with the equalizer, and then shortly after that, Max Flaherty, with just a shot from the point, gets past Hughes on the 5-hole, and that put Rockford back in front 3-2. Then for Jackson United, able to tie the game right back. Parker Goff able to tip in Sam Truax's feed from the point. Ties it at 3, and then Max Flaherty able to get another goal, his second of the game and third of the playoffs. Ended up being the game-winning goal. And then a gut punch, Jonah Packard with his second of the game on a rebound and a wide-open net, end up giving us our final score of 5-3. So a tremendous game for Jackson United. But Rockford, I mean, it's a tough team. They got a lot of talented players, and none more talented, arguably, than their goaltender, Nolan Williams. Phenomenal in the net. Of course, as the game wore on, Jax United able to finally get some pucks past him. But he was just tremendous all game. So many great chances in the first and second periods, specifically, that he was able to stop from Jax United and really held Rockford in it there with that early lead, and then able to hold the game tied in that second period and beyond. So Jax United, they see their season come to an end in the quarterfinals, their deepest postseason run since 2015. Their season ends at 19-11-0 overall, including the playoffs. And Rockford, they improve to 21-8-1, and they move on to the state semifinals coming up on Friday at USA Hockey Arena, and then the state championship game will be on Saturday, also at the USA Hockey Arena. One more time, final score, Rockford 5, Jax United 3. And that'll do it for our coverage today in the state quarterfinals. For Luke Moorhead, holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thank you for joining in. This is a presentation of high school playoff hockey on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
This concludes today's special presentation of playoff high school hockey on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Today's coverage has been brought to you by Tim Chapel, DDS, Brian Goff, GPS Realty, and EXP Realty, Deer Run Golf Course, Anderson Insurance Agency, Grimes Plumbing, Jason Brunel, Edward Jones, Griswold Carpet One, Drew Shaw Fabricating, Grizz Chiropractic, MKN Home Improvement, Mike Naw. Today's coverage also presented by Lomar Machine and Tool, Lammers Heating and Cooling, Columbia Schools, Robins Roost, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Omni, Jackson Public Schools, Jessica Villarreal, Five Star Real Estate, Walton Insurance Group, and Northwest Community Schools.